We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What's the most savage thing that happened right after your ex dumped you for someone better? Story 1. My ex dumped me on a Sunday afternoon over brunch. Literally told me she needed someone more ambitious than a public school teacher. That same night, I won a local teaching award I'd been nominated for months prior. Came with a $25,000 grant and a citywide spotlight. News stations, school board, everything. Her new ambitious guy? An NFT bro who was bragging about passive income in our friend group chat. A month later, he got exposed in a small crypto scam. Police showed up at her apartment to serve a warrant. She had to explain to her landlord why strangers were knocking with badges. I watched it all unfold from my new place, with my new girlfriend, a nurse, while sipping wine in my underwear. I never said a word to my ex. Just let the universe handle it. Story 2. She dumped me because I wasn't social enough and said she wanted someone who could match her energy. Whatever that meant. A week later, she posted pics with some flashy guy at Coachella, kissing in front of the Ferris wheel. I didn't react. 2 weeks later, she came back begging. Why? Because that high-energy guy she ditched me for turned out to be her cousin's ex, who was still obsessed with her. Drama exploded at a family BBQ when he showed up drunk and started yelling about how she ruined his life twice. I didn't take her back. Instead, I sent her a bouquet of red roses with a card that said, "Glad you found the energy you were looking for." Then I blocked her. Story 3. After 3 years, she said she couldn't see a future with me and left for her gym trainer. One of those protein shake chugging, shirtless selfie types. She told me he understood her body and soul. Okay. 3 weeks later, I get a frantic text. "Can we talk?" Turns out the guy had cheated on her with his other client. And that client? His fiance. She walked in on them during a yoga session. I didn't ask for details, but I politely declined the invitation to talk. Then, just to be petty, I updated my Facebook relationship status to engaged, which was true. To my startup, I just secured a six-figure investment. Petty? Maybe. Satisfying? Absolutely. Story 4. He told me I was too boring and said dating me was like eating the same sandwich every day. He left for this girl who wore glitter on her cheeks and called herself a crystal healer. No joke. 3 days later, I got laid off. Rock bottom. But I threw myself into freelance, built a small client base, and posted a couple TikToks about design work that went viral. 6 months later, I was booked out for the year, got featured in a major magazine, and had a wait list of clients. And him? He tried DMing me for a logo for his new YouTube podcast. I replied with my rate. He left me on read, so I posted the unread DM on my story with one word: sandwiches. Story 5. My boyfriend dumped me right after I graduated law school. Said I was too serious and he needed someone fun. 2 days later, I found out he was already dating a bottle service girl he met on a Vegas trip. Didn't even try to hide it. I didn't say a word. Fast forward 3 months, I passed the bar, got hired at a top firm, and ran into him at a mutual friend's party. He was working as a bartender. He tried to act cool. I just smiled and tipped him $50 for a soda. He texted me later that night. Can we catch up? I never replied. I sent a photo of my new office view instead. Story 6. He broke up with me at my own birthday party. Yep, after helping him get through 2 job losses, depression, and basically feeding him for a year. He said, in front of friends, I just feel like we're in different leagues now. He had recently gotten hired at some tech startup and was acting brand new. I walked out mid-party without saying a word. 3 weeks later, I found out through mutuals that he was dating a girl from his office, the CEO's daughter. He clearly thought he'd landed a golden ticket, except he didn't know she was engaged to another executive at the company. When the CEO found out, he fired him immediately. Apparently, it was a family embarrassment. 2 days after his firing, he messaged me. I think I made a mistake. I didn't respond. Just posted a photo of me signing a lease to my dream apartment, fully funded by the book deal I'd been quietly working. The same one he told me was a waste of time. Let the silence say everything. Story 7. She dumped me while we were apartment hunting. Mid-tour. Said she didn't feel the spark anymore and that she was already talking to someone new. That someone new turned out to be her ex. The same guy who once cheated on her with a bridesmaid at a wedding. Bold move, but okay. I was heartbroken but focused. Took a solo lease on a small but nice studio. Threw myself into my art again. 6 months later, I held my first gallery show. And a buyer purchased 3 pieces on opening night. That story went semi-viral in the local art community. As for her, her ex cheated again. This time with her sister. It was a full-on family scandal. She showed up at my gallery's second event. Alone, eyes red.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Pretending to be just supporting a local artist. I said thanks, then introduced her to my girlfriend, the actual art curator who got me the gallery deal. No hard feelings. Just poetic closure. Story 8. I proposed. She said yes. A week later, she dumped me. Claimed she had an epiphany and realized she was settling. Her words. She gave back the ring, moved out, and 3 days later, I saw her tagged in a pic with some Wall Street dude in the Bahamas. Okay. Meanwhile, I sold the ring, used the cash to fund a trip I'd always wanted, solo backpacking through South America. During that trip, I met a couple who ran a nonprofit and asked if I could volunteer for a few weeks. That few weeks turned into 6 months. It changed my life. When I came back, I wrote about it. My blog exploded. Within a year, I had a book deal and a documentary offer. She messaged me again after seeing me on a morning show. I replied, Thanks for leaving. That epiphany was mutual. Story 9. He ghosted me after 4 years together. No explanation. Blocked me on everything. His best friend told me he left me for someone he met while gaming online. A Twitch streamer with a following. I was crushed. But I still had access to our shared Spotify account. And I noticed something. He was using it for her stream's background music. So I swapped every single playlist with heavy metal screamo tracks and then signed out forever. 2 months later, I found out she dumped him live on stream. Apparently, she discovered he had lied about his job and was using her clout to get donations for his cancer treatments, which he didn't have. Twitch banned him. Reddit roasted him. Twitter canceled him. I watched the chaos unfold with a glass of wine and my new boyfriend, an actual cancer survivor who now runs marathons. That's how the universe works, baby. Story 10. She said I was holding her back and that she needed to grow on her own. In reality, she left for her coworker, a guy I'd always gotten weird vibes from. Turns out I was right. They posted a soft launch photo 2 weeks later. I didn't react. I let them live their little fantasy. But then her boss, a woman I happened to know through a mutual from college, reached out to ask if I wanted to do a video campaign for their brand. I said yes. They flew me out to LA, featured me in a series, and even paid for my hotel. My face ended up on the company's homepage and in a banner across the hallway of the very office where she and her upgrade worked. Apparently, every time she walked in, she had to look at my face. A week later, she blocked me. Not mad, just embarrassed. And I got the campaign bonus. Story 11. He dumped me 2 weeks after I miscarried. Said he realized he wasn't ready for anything long term and had met someone at his gym who reminded him what passion felt like. I was too exhausted to even argue. I just asked him to leave my apartment keys on the table. 2 months later, I was still grieving but had joined a women's support group, started therapy, and signed up for self-defense classes. Life didn't feel easier, but I was slowly healing. Then came the twist. He showed up at my gym trying to cancel my membership because he didn't want to see me there while working out with his new girlfriend. The gym staff told him no, obviously. But the new girlfriend? She overheard the conversation and had no idea about me. She left him that day. He called me crying, said he was lost and needed closure. I told him closure doesn't come from the person you broke. It comes from healing alone. Then I blocked his number and went right back to boxing class. Story 12. We dated in college. He was a business major. I was pre-med. He said he loved that I was smart until senior year when he told me I was too intense and he wanted to be with someone who wouldn't stress him out. He left for a girl in his frat sister sorority. Blonde, artsy, wore beaded anklets. The kind of girl who called herself a Pisces sun and Gemini moon and posted about vibes. I cried for weeks. Then I got into Johns Hopkins for med school and moved on with my life. 5 years later, I walked into the ER. And guess who was there? Him, with an allergic reaction to shellfish. The best part? He didn't recognize me in my scrubs. I introduced myself as Dr. Miller and watched his face drop in slow motion when he put it together. He asked if I remembered him. I said, vaguely. Story 13. She dumped me on Christmas Eve. Didn't even wait until after the holiday. Just sat me down with a mug of cocoa and said she had reconnected with someone from high school and needed to follow her heart. I spent Christmas alone. Didn't tell my family. Just ate cold takeout in silence. Fast forward to February, I was offered a position in Paris through my company. It was a dream. I posted a photo of the Eiffel Tower with the caption, "Turned heartbreak into a passport stamp." A week later, I got a long DM from her, apologizing, saying the guy had moved to another state for someone else and she regretted everything. I didn't even open it. I screenshotted the unread message, posted it to my story, and tagged it. Plot twist. I followed mine too. Then I turned off my phone and went wine tasting in Bordeaux. Story 14. She said I lacked drive, that I was too content with my 9-to-5 and predictable weekends. She wanted fire, risk, ambition. And apparently that came in the form of a wannabe DJ with a man bun who lived off SoundCloud streams. Okay, fine. I stuck to my routine. Showed up to work. Invested smart. By 29, I'd bought my own townhouse, debt-free, and started a side business fixing up motorcycles. Then, randomly, she emailed me. Said she was proud of me and wondered if I was seeing anyone. Her DJ had moved to LA with a model and left her with 2 months unpaid rent. I didn't reply, but I did add her email to my business newsletter. Every month, she now gets updates about how great I'm doing. Story 15. My ex called me emotionally needy because I asked if we could spend more time together. She said I was draining her spirit and that she needed to be around people who inspired her. Then she started dating a guy who called himself a mindset entrepreneur, but lived with his parents. Whatever. 2 weeks later, I started journaling, then blogging. Then I turned my posts into daily affirmations for people recovering from codependent relationships. I gained a huge following without trying. Eventually, I wrote an ebook that sold 20,000 copies. Guess who emailed me after it blew up? She said the guy had convinced her to sell her car and invest in his coaching program, which turned out to be a glorified PowerPoint and a bunch of YouTube links. She asked if I could recommend a good therapist. I did. Then blocked her. Story 16. He dumped me on a road trip. We were 2 hours into a weekend getaway, parked at a gas station, and he just turned to me and said, "I don't think this is working. I've been talking to someone else." I had no idea. We'd just shared fries 30 minutes before. He handed me $40 for a bus back home and drove off. I sobbed the whole ride. Fast forward 4 months. I got promoted at work, started running again, lost 25 pounds, and reconnected with an old friend from high school, now my boyfriend. I hadn't heard from my ex at all until one day I got tagged in a TikTok. It was a video of his car being repossessed. His new girl had convinced him to lease a luxury vehicle in her name. Then she ghosted him. His credit tanked. He tried to call me crying. I answered and said, "I'm at a gas station. Feels familiar, doesn't it?" Then I hung up. Story 17. She told me I was too basic. Said she needed someone who understood the grind because I wasn't a hustler. I was apparently just a 9-to-5 sheep. She dumped me for a guy who ran a motivational TikTok page. You know the type, slick hair, too much cologne, made videos like "Wake up at 4 a.m. to be elite." 6 months later, I was still living my quiet little life. But I got hired at the same startup that had just been bought by Amazon. My shares tripled in value. I posted one casual photo of me in my new downtown loft with the caption, "Not bad for a sheep." She DM'd me 3 minutes later with, "Wow, you're glowing." I replied, "That's just peace and money," then restricted her account. Story 18. She left me after I paid her tuition. Yeah. I was dumb enough to help her finish nursing school because she was behind on bills. I covered rent for 2 months and paid for one of her classes. A week after she graduated, she said she needed time to be free and broke up with me. Days later, she posted vacation pics with a new guy at a beach resort, funded by her graduation gift money, I later found out. I was furious but stayed quiet. 2 years later, I ran into her at the hospital, but not as a patient. I was being introduced as the hospital's new legal counsel. Turns out she worked in the ER. She smiled nervously. I just nodded. She found out later I'd helped draft the policy changes that would move some ER staff to new roles, hers included. I didn't do it to spite her, but she took it that way, and I didn't correct her. Story 19. We were high school sweethearts. Everyone said we'd end up married. We applied to the same colleges, picked one together, but 2 months into freshman year, he cheated on me with his dorm neighbor and told me he wanted to explore. I was devastated, but I didn't go home. I stayed. I switched majors, threw myself into campus work, and ended up president of 3 clubs. Graduated with honors. 4 years later, at commencement, guess who got called on stage to give the student speech? Me. And guess who was in the crowd, sitting next to his parents, clapping awkwardly? Him? Later that day, I saw he tried to follow me on Instagram. I declined the request, then posted a photo captioned, "Don't be afraid to outgrow the people who once promised to grow with you." Story 20. He said I was too heavy to be with long term. Just flat out told me that. After 2 years together, I was stunned. I'd gained maybe 15 pounds during a tough year of family illness and burnout. And instead of supporting me, he dumped me for a girl he met at his gym. I cried for weeks, but then something shifted. I didn't start a revenge body plan or anything. I just started going on walks, seeing a therapist, cooking at home, sleeping more. Over a year, the weight came off naturally. I smiled more. I dated casually. I found confidence again. One day, I posted a before and after pic, not even about weight, but about mental health. It went viral. 3 days later, I got a message request. "I miss us." I replied, "I miss who I was when I didn't believe I deserved better." Then I hit delete. Story 21. He dumped me at a karaoke bar. Didn't even wait until we got home. Just told me after his off-key rendition of Mr. Brightside that he'd been seeing someone else, a waitress from his work. "You're great, but she gets me," he said. I didn't cry. I just asked the DJ if I could sing next. I picked Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know and absolutely belted it out with the mic pointed straight at him. The crowd went wild. The waitress? She left halfway through my song. I guess she didn't get him after all. 3 weeks later, he called me crying at 2 a.m. because she'd ghosted him after he loaned her $800 for rent. I blocked his number, then went back to karaoke the next Friday. My song choice? Thank You, Next. Story 22. She dumped me the day after I helped her move apartments. I drove the U-Haul, carried her couch up 3 flights of stairs, and assembled her IKEA bookshelf. The next morning, she told me, "I think I've grown out of this relationship." Turns out, she'd already been seeing her hot yoga instructor, a guy who posted shirtless mirror selfies and called himself a spiritual lion. I stayed quiet. I didn't want to be petty. But a month later, she accidentally sent me a Venmo request meant for him for half the rent. She'd labeled it Hands Together Heart Love Nest. Instead of ignoring it, I paid it. Then sent her a request back for my time, labeling it Mover's Fee. She never responded, but she blocked me on everything. So I screenshotted both payments and posted them to Reddit with the caption, "Namaste and pay me, sis." Story 23. I was with him for 5 years. Paid bills together, shared pets, holidays, everything. Then one day he said, "I think I need to try being single for a while." I found out 2 weeks later he was already dating his coworker, the one he'd said I didn't need to worry about. I was heartbroken and homeless. He asked me to move out, so I crashed with my sister. And then something clicked. I posted our story, anonymized, on TikTok. It blew up. People shared their own coworker betrayal stories. I started a series, grew a following, launched merch, got sponsored. Guess what his coworker, a new girlfriend, saw one day on her FYP? A stitched video of me saying, "If he cheats with you, he'll cheat on you." A week later, they broke up. He texted me, "Do you really have to keep posting?" I replied, "Yes, I do." Story 24. She broke up with me because she wanted to try polyamory and said I wasn't emotionally evolved enough to handle it. Cool. Not my thing, but good luck. She dated a married guy whose wife was supposedly on board. Turns out the wife wasn't just not on board. She was a lawyer. And a savage one. I got tagged in a Facebook post one day from the wife, detailing every cheating receipt, credit card charge, and screenshot. She posted photos of them at dinner with the caption, "Enjoying my money, I see." She sued for breach of postnup and wiped the guy out. My ex had to move back in with her parents. Me? I started dating someone who actually understood monogamy. I sent the lawyer a Starbucks gift card. We still follow each other on Instagram. Story 25. He left me because I wasn't adventurous enough. Said life with me felt safe but boring. Then he started dating this travel influencer who wore matching two-piece sets and said things like, "Catch flights, not feelings." They posted so many videos, skydiving, camel riding, ATVing, all with forced smiles and hashtags like number soulmates. 2 months later, someone tagged me in a Reddit thread. Apparently, she had exposed him for cheating on her while on a sponsored trip with one of the brand's interns. He tried to deny it until the intern posted screenshots. The best part? I was already in a new relationship with a guy I met while hiking solo, a literal mountain rescue worker. Calm, kind, grounded. When my ex tried texting, "I miss you," I replied with a photo of me on a peak, smiling, and the caption, "You were right. I just needed more adventure." Story 26. He told me I was too emotional and said he needed someone who could handle adult life. Mind you, I was working full-time and caring for my sick mom. He, on the other hand, was living with roommates and streaming video games all day. He broke up with me over text. Said he was already dating a girl more aligned with his lifestyle. I wished him luck and said nothing else. 3 months later, he texted me begging to talk. Turns out, his new girlfriend maxed out his credit card on concert tickets, wrecked his car trying to drift in the snow for content, and sold his gaming PC for crypto that immediately tanked. Meanwhile, I'd just gotten a promotion and booked a solo trip to Iceland, a goal I'd shelved for years. I sent him a picture of the Northern Lights. No words, just light. Story 27. He left me after 6 years together, just months before we were supposed to get married. No fight. No explanation. Just a short email that said, "I don't think we should do this. I met someone else, and I feel more alive with her." I spiraled. Canceled the wedding. Ate cereal for dinner for 2 weeks straight. But then something inside me snapped. I applied for a fellowship abroad I never had the guts to pursue while we were together. I got it. I moved to Amsterdam, met amazing people, biked through tulip fields, and rediscovered who I was outside of that relationship. 1 year later, I was tagged in a Facebook photo. His new girlfriend had left him at the altar. Guests were there, flowers in place, and she just didn't show. My friends texted, Karma is in heels. I smiled, finished my coffee by the canal, and started writing the novel I'd always dreamed about. Story 28. She said she needed someone with more ambition. She was a finance girl, into hustle culture and daily spreadsheets. I was a barista, but I loved what I did. I liked talking to people, making them smile, remembering their orders. She dumped me after telling me I was wasting my potential. Started dating some VP at her firm. Fast forward a year. I had opened my own coffee shop. It was small, local, but had a loyal following and amazing reviews. One day, a corporate group booked our space for an after-hours team event. Guess who walked in? Her, with the vice president. She didn't recognize me at first. Then her face turned white when I walked up to the mic to thank everyone for supporting my business. She left before the cupcakes came out. Her ex-VP stayed and ordered 3 bags of beans. Story 29. She cheated, left me, and moved in with the guy. I found out because she accidentally posted a photo of them together in the bed we used to share. I felt physically sick, but instead of confronting her, I went silent. I switched gyms, blocked her on socials, deleted photos, and rebuilt myself quietly. Months later, she texted me out of nowhere. "I miss us. Can we talk?" I didn't respond. Then she sent, "I think I made a mistake." Still nothing. The next day, I posted a photo of my hand holding another, at the top of a hike, sunrise behind us. She replied with a sad face emoji. I blocked her again. For good this time. Sometimes the best revenge isn't fire. It's quiet peace. Story 30. He said he was tired of playing house and wanted to live a little. I had no idea what that meant until he moved in with a 21-year-old girl he met at a music festival. I was 29. She didn't even know how to cook rice. They posted a bunch of wild party photos. I muted him everywhere. Focused on work. Took up pottery. Started smiling again. A few months later, my coworker forwarded me a TikTok. It was her, his new girlfriend, crying on live about how he cheated on her with some random older woman at a bar. Then she said, "He's just using people to feel important." That part hit. I stitched it and simply said, "He used to say the same thing about me." My video went viral. He messaged me, "Can you please take that down?" I said, "Grow up. I'm done playing house." Story 31. He broke up with me the night before my birthday. Didn't even have the decency to wait until the next day. Just said, "You're great, but I think we've grown apart. Also, I've been talking to someone else." The cherry on top? He gave me the birthday gift she picked out. I didn't open it. I donated it to Goodwill and blocked his number. A few months later, I started seeing a guy I met at the shelter where I volunteered. Sweet, quiet, good with animals. One night, he casually mentioned that he used to date my ex's new girlfriend. Apparently, she'd left him the moment she found someone with a better car, which turns out was my ex, who totaled it 2 weeks later after drinking at her birthday party. No one got hurt, but the insurance didn't cover the loss. Meanwhile, I spent my birthday this year in Paris, alone and peaceful. Story 32. He said he couldn't picture me as a mom. That hit deep. We'd been together for 3 years, talked about marriage, kids, all of it. Then out of nowhere, he decides I'm not nurturing enough and moves on to this woman he met through his church group. I wished him well and walked away. 6 months later, I found out I was pregnant. Yep, right before the breakup. I chose to keep the baby. Didn't tell him. Didn't need to. I had support from family and friends, and I never once contacted him. The real savage moment? He saw me at the grocery store, 8 months pregnant, and freaked out. Tried asking questions. I just smiled and said, "You were right. I'm not nurturing. I'm powerful." Then I walked away. I raised my daughter without him. He's still posting Bible quotes with no idea what he missed. Story 33. She left me the day after I introduced her to my mentor. She said she wanted someone more successful, someone who had real connections. Turns out, she meant him, my mentor, a man twice her age with 3 divorces behind him. She moved into his penthouse 3 weeks later. I didn't say a word, just kept working. 3 years passed. I opened my own marketing agency, got listed on a 30 under 30 list, and gave a keynote speech at a major event. Guess who was in the audience? My mentor. Alone. After the speech, he came up to me. Said she'd cleaned out his savings and left him for a guy she met on a yoga retreat in Bali. Then he asked if I'd consider taking him on as a consultant. I told him I don't hire people who steal. Then I walked off stage. Story 34. We were long distance for a while. I lived in Chicago. He lived in Austin. We'd fly back and forth to see each other. And I thought it was working. Until one weekend visit, when he told me he wasn't sure if this was what he wanted. Turns out he'd already started seeing someone local, a girl who worked at a rooftop bar and posted manifestation reels every day. He dumped me at brunch while I was mid-bite. 2 years later, I was at a tech event in Austin, speaking on stage about cybersecurity. After the talk, I saw him at the back of the room. He looked shocked. He came up to me and said, "Wow, I didn't know you got into tech." I smiled and said, "I didn't know you were still into bar girls." Then I got in my Uber and left. Story 35. She left me 2 weeks after my dad died. Said I was too heavy to be around and that my grief was changing her vibe. She literally said that. Then she ran off with some guy who ran breathwork retreats in Sedona. I was too numb to care at first. But then I threw myself into my dad's old passion, woodworking. I'd never really cared for it before, but doing it made me feel close to him. I started posting pieces online. They sold fast. Soon I had a wait list, a storefront, and features in design blogs. One day, I got a message from her. "I saw your work in a hotel lobby in Scottsdale. I always knew you had talent." I replied, "You didn't. But thanks for leaving. My grief built something you never would have stayed long enough to understand." And that was that. Story 36. He told me I wasn't worldly enough. Said he needed someone who had seen life. Someone who understood deeper things. Like wine pairings, travel, philosophy. He was a waiter at a wine bar and started dating a girl who did yoga in the park and once studied abroad in Italy. He ghosted me cold. Just gone. 1 year later, I took a solo trip to Southeast Asia. It was raw, real, sometimes chaotic, and completely life-changing. I taught English, learned how to ride a motorbike, and started documenting my experience on a blog. That blog turned into a paid travel column, then a book deal. When the publisher announced it, guess who DM'd me with, "So proud of you, truly." I responded, "Thanks. I guess I am worldly now." Then I posted a selfie from my book launch party, with a wine glass in one hand and his old hoodie on my chair. Just for symbolism. Story 37. She broke up with me after a miscarriage. We'd been trying. She was the one who brought up having a child. But after we lost the baby, she said she couldn't look at me the same way anymore. Said I was too soft, too emotional. Then she left. For her coworker, a fitness coach who posted shirtless mirror pics and talked about emotional resilience like it was a brand. I drowned in grief. But then I channeled it into writing letters to our unborn child. Every day. It was therapy. A year later, I turned those letters into a small memoir. It was picked up by an indie publisher and ended up becoming a quiet bestseller. The final letter was titled, "Thank you for saving me from her." She emailed me after reading it. I never opened the message. Some words are best left unread. Story 38. He dumped me right after I bought us concert tickets. Front row. His favorite band. I surprised him on his birthday, and 2 days later he said he didn't feel that spark anymore. I asked him if there was someone else. He said, "Not yet." A week later, he was tagged in a post with a new girl, hugging at that same concert. My tickets. He brought her instead. I was humiliated, but I didn't lash out. I waited. Months later, I found out the band was doing a meet and greet. I bought VIP passes and brought my new boyfriend, an audio engineer who actually worked one of their shows. They recognized him, took photos with me, even signed my copy of their limited edition vinyl with the words, "Upgrade achieved." I posted it. He liked the photo within 3 minutes. I blocked him 5 minutes later. Story 39. She said I was too anxious for her, that my tendency to overthink was unattractive, that she needed someone who didn't live inside their head. I was in therapy, working through things. She said I was making mental illness my personality. She left, moved in with a guy who, ironically, bragged about being a mental health warrior online but mocked depression in private. Meanwhile, I kept going to therapy. Started a podcast about navigating anxiety in relationships. It gained traction. Listeners poured in. I got invited to speak at a mental health conference. She showed up, sat in the third row, listened the entire time. I saw her wiping tears during my story. Afterward, she came up to me. "I'm proud of you," she said. "I wish I'd been more patient." I said, "I'm glad you weren't," and walked away. Story 40. He dumped me after a car accident. I was in a minor crash that left me with a fractured collarbone and a temporary limp. For 2 months, I was slow, tired, and in pain. He said he couldn't handle being my caretaker and that it wasn't fair to him. Then he started dating a woman who ran marathons. I went quiet, focused on rehab, got stronger slowly. I also started journaling, reflecting, and realizing how shallow he really was. When I healed, I trained for a 5K, then a 10K, then a half marathon. 1 year to the day of my accident, I crossed the finish line of that half. He messaged me when I posted the photo. I'm sorry. I messed up. I replied with one word, indeed. And then I blocked him while sipping water from my finisher metal tumbler. Story 41. She told me she was craving chaos. Her exact words said our relationship was too calm, too stable. I cooked dinner, paid bills on time, remembered her mom's birthday. Apparently that made me predictable. She left to explore with a guy who played guitar in a dive bar and had a tattoo of a toaster on his arm. I stayed single, quietly finished my software engineering boot camp, got hired at a startup that blew up 2 months later. Bonus, we worked directly with Spotify, her favorite app. 6 months later, I opened my phone to see a playlist request from her. I didn't reject it. I renamed the playlist Chaos Sucks, filled it with random animal sounds, and shared it publicly. She stopped following me the next day. Story 42. He told me I wasn't exciting enough to build a life with. We'd been dating for 3 years, built IKEA furniture together, adopted a rescue dog, had shared savings. He dumped me over lunch in front of his cousin, said he'd fallen hard for a girl who sold crystals on Etsy and believed in moonwater. A month later, I found out he used our joint account to help her launch her spiritual wellness business. It flopped within weeks. Turns out her crystals were dropshipped from Alibaba. He begged me to forgive him and help fix the financial mess. Instead, I sent him a spreadsheet. Every cent he owed, with late fees. He blocked me after I sued him for my half of the savings. Small claims court? I wore a too boring for you sweatshirt. I won. The judge even smirked. Story 43. She left me while I was in basic training. No warning. Just a breakup letter in the mail telling me she'd fallen for someone else who was actually around. That someone? My old high school friend who'd failed out of college and still lived in his parents' basement. I didn't respond. I focused. Graduated top 3 in my class, got selected for a special assignment, and traveled abroad. 2 years later, I came home to visit family and bumped into her at a gas station. She looked shocked. I was in uniform, clean, confident. She asked if I wanted to get coffee and catch up. I said I don't drink coffee with people who disappear during storms. Then I drove off. Story 44. He dumped me during finals week. Said he couldn't fake it any. I was a biology major studying for my MCATs. He was doing online trading, living off Dogecoin hype. He said he found someone more aligned with his energy. I was crushed. Failed one of my exams. Thought my med school chances were over. But then I got in. Barely. Waitlisted, then accepted. I buried myself in work, graduated, and got matched into a residency. Guess who showed up in my ER last month with a sprained ankle? Him, in a hoodie. Unemployed. He didn't recognize me until I said, "You should really rest that for a few days." Then I added, "I don't fake it anymore either, especially not my career." Walked out before he could respond. Story 45. She dumped me on New Year's Eve, at midnight. We were at a house party. Right after the countdown, I turned to kiss her and she said, "I think this is over. I met someone else at work." I stood there while fireworks popped outside and everyone kissed their partners. Alone. She left with her new guy 15 minutes later. I walked home. That night, I wrote down 10 goals for the year. One of them was to quit drinking. Something she'd said I'd never do. I did. Got sober. Lost 40 pounds. Took up hiking. Met someone on a trail who became the love of my life. Next New Year's Eve, I proposed. And just as the clock hit midnight, I saw my ex's name pop up on Insta. "You were always the one." I smiled, handed my phone to my fiancé, and said, "Delete it." Story 46. He told me he needed someone more driven. We both worked retail. I was picking up night classes for graphic design while he was still talking about launching a podcast someday. Then he met a girl who had her own lash business and called her a boss woman. He dumped me while I was prepping for my first portfolio review. It hurt, but I didn't stop. I kept designing. Started posting my work online. A few weeks later, a local brewery hired me to do a logo. Then another client. And another. Fast forward 8 months, I was working full-time freelance, booked out, and got invited to speak at a design conference. He showed up to that conference with his boss woman, who had just launched a failed lip gloss line. He smiled like nothing happened and said, "You really stuck with it, huh?" I said, "Yeah, some of us actually do." Story 47. She dumped me over FaceTime, said she'd grown, and that I reminded her too much of her old self. She started seeing her yoga instructor, who wore toe rings and told everyone he was spiritually monogamous. 3 months later, I got hit by a drunk driver, broken ribs, torn shoulder, laid up for weeks. She never texted, but something changed while I was recovering. I picked up painting, something I hadn't done since I was a kid. It stuck. I shared my art online. It blew up. By the time I was walking again, I was selling canvases from my apartment. A year later, one of my pieces ended up in a gallery she frequented. She bought it. She didn't know it was mine until someone tagged me in her post. I commented, "Glad you still like my old self?" Story 48. He said I was holding him back from his destiny. He'd just started making TikToks and said he was going to be the next big motivational coach. I supported him, filmed his videos, gave feedback. Then he started dating a girl who understood his vision more. Left me without warning. The wild part? He used my apartment to shoot his content for weeks after, while I stayed with a friend trying to process everything. Then karma swung hard. A mutual friend leaked DMs showing he was buying fake followers. TikTok shadow banned him. His new girl ditched him. His vision fizzled. Meanwhile, I started my own channel documenting my breakup and healing. It blew up. People related. I got a sponsorship deal and started a podcast. He emailed me asking to collab. I responded with a screenshot of his last video. 12 views. No likes. No words needed. Story 49. She told me she wanted a real man. I was working as a junior chef at a restaurant, saving up for culinary school. She said it wasn't manly enough. She left for a guy who ran his dad's auto shop and flexed muscle pics on Instagram. I kept my head down. Cooked. Studied. Slept 5 hours a night. A year later, I got accepted into a top-tier culinary program in New York. Moved. Graduated. Landed a sous chef job in a Michelin-starred kitchen. She messaged me recently, "Are you still doing that food thing?" I sent a photo of me plating a truffle risotto in a $400 apron. She left me on read. Guess she's not hungry anymore. Story 50. He said I wasn't hot enough for the life he envisioned. Brutal. Said it while we were eating tacos. Claimed he wanted a girl who could be a 10 in any room. Left me for a fitness influencer who wore matching workout sets and sold detox teas. I cried. For a long time. Then I joined a gym. Not to win him back, but because I wanted to feel strong again. Months passed. My body changed. My posture, my confidence, everything. I went quiet online. Until one day I posted a photo from a powerlifting competition. Deadlifting 215 pounds. Caption. Not hot. Just heavy. He messaged, "Wow, you look intense." I replied, "So does karma." Story 51. He left me because I wasn't fun anymore. We'd been dating for 2 years. I'd just started grad school and was juggling night classes, research work, and a part-time job. He said I had no time for spontaneity and broke up with me the night before my midterms. The next day, I saw him tagged in a boomerang shot with a girl at a rooftop bar. Champagne glasses clinking, both wearing those stupid 2023 shades. I didn't say a word. 9 months later, I gave the keynote at a conference. My research got published. I signed with an academic agency for a book deal. He DM'd me the day my paper went viral on Twitter. "You were always the smart one." I miss that. I sent him a gif of a textbook closing. He got the message. Story 52. She said I was too attached, that I needed to learn independence, and then she left me 2 weeks after I was laid off from work for a guy she met at a silent meditation retreat. He was a digital nomad who taught breathwork and made fire poi reels. I didn't chase. I got therapy, started freelancing, got certified in UX design, and landed a remote job within a few months. Fast forward a year, I built an app to track emotional triggers and mindfulness habits. It blew up. Got covered by Wired and TechCrunch. I found out through mutuals she'd applied for a job at the same startup that acquired my app. She got rejected. Not by me, by HR. But I did forward her resume with an internal comment. Very attached to chaos. Proceed with caution. Story 53. He dumped me over Spotify lyrics. Literally sent me a song titled "I Needed More" and followed it with a breakup text. Said he didn't want to explain things again and blocked me. 3 weeks later, he was dating a girl who called herself a moonchild and posted every sunset on her Instagram story. I didn't reply. I didn't react. But I did create a playlist called "For the One That Left Me for Vibes" and filled it with songs that were passive-aggressively accurate. Things like "Better Without You," "You Played Yourself," and "Oops." I made it public and shared it on Reddit. It went viral. People added to it. Thousands of followers. He messaged me from a burner account. Was that really necessary? I added "Yes, it was" by IOK to the playlist that night. Story 50, she said I lacked a sense of adventure because I didn't want to quit my job and backpack through South America with her and a guy she called a free spirit. She left me a sticky note on the fridge. Don't wait for me. I need to fly. Fine. I stayed, got promoted, used the vacation days I'd been saving to visit my brother. We surfed, ate tacos, and laughed like we hadn't in years. 2 months later, she emailed me from Peru. She'd gotten her passport stolen. Her free spirit bailed with her cash and was unreachable. She asked if I could send money to help her get home. I replied, "Now you know what flying solo feels like." And that was it. Story 55. He told me I wasn't aesthetic enough, as if I was a coffee table. Said I didn't fit the look he wanted for his lifestyle. He ran a small streetwear company and had recently partnered with a fashion influencer. The one he left, she had 200,000 followers and perfectly curated outfits. 6 months later, she posted a story accusing him of stealing her designs and reselling them behind her back. He went viral for the wrong reasons. He lost sponsors, followers, and got roasted across TikTok. I made one subtle post, a mirror selfie in my old hoodie, his hoodie, with the caption, "Turns out I was the vibe." The internet noticed. My post got more likes than his entire feed combined. He texted, "You win." I didn't reply. I just posted a follow-up. It wasn't a competition, but thanks. Story 56. He told me I wasn't elevating his lifestyle. We were literally living in a shared one-bedroom with a leaky ceiling. But sure, I wasn't providing the luxury energy he needed. He dumped me after following some alpha male influencer who said high-value men should upgrade women like iPhones. He left for a girl who styled herself as a manifestation coach. They started doing joint live streams, selling $299 courses on vibrational wealth. 2 months later, their online payment platform froze due to fraud complaints. The live streams stopped. I stayed quiet. But then I started a parody TikTok channel about fake coaching culture. It blew up. 1 million followers. Merch partnerships. Guess who tried to DM me and pitch a collab? I replied with a screenshot of their course listed on a scam warning page. No caption. Just vibes. Story 57. She dumped me right after I paid off her credit card. Said she needed to figure herself out and experience life without the label of girlfriend. 2 days later, she went to Cancun with a new guy, a bartender she'd met at her sister's wedding. I was humiliated, but I didn't fight back. I moved forward. I used the last of my savings to launch a small handmade furniture brand. Just a few tables, custom orders. I didn't think it would go anywhere. It did. 2 years later, one of my pieces got featured in an HGTV home reveal. Clients flooded in. Business tripled. I opened a small showroom. She walked in one day, didn't know I owned the place. She said, "This is amazing. I always knew you had potential." I said, "You helped build this, just not in the way you think." Then walked away. Story 58. He left me for someone from his gaming Discord. Said she just got him more. That they connected on a soul level over League of Legends and Mountain Dew memes. I laughed when he said it, thinking he'd snap out of it. He didn't. They moved in together within a month. I channeled all my hurt into learning to code, the very thing he'd always said I was too distracted for. I built a browser extension that blocks spoilers in gaming communities. It went viral in that same Discord server. People loved it. Turns out, she accidentally leaked his private messages to 3 different women in the group. Discord imploded. He was banned, publicly humiliated. Someone made a meme about him and tagged me. I didn't reply. I just added it as the final image in my project's case study portfolio. Story 59. She said I was too introverted. Said I didn't take her out enough, didn't post her enough, didn't show her off like she deserved. So she left me for a club promoter. Loud, flashy, always posting from VIP sections. 3 months later, I got a call from her mom. Apparently, she was stranded in Vegas. Her promoter boyfriend had left her after maxing out her credit card and stealing her phone. I didn't answer. I was on a trip in Switzerland. Quiet lodge. Snowfall outside. My new girlfriend, an illustrator I met at a bookshop, made hot cocoa while I played piano. That night I posted a photo, no caption, no tags, just a moment that needed no audience. Story 60. He dumped me over email, an actual email. He titled it, "A Heartfelt Farewell," and wrote 4 paragraphs about how he needed someone more cultured and better aligned with his evolving artistic identity. The next day, he posted a photo with a girl from his improv group. Their caption? Finally with someone who gets the grind. 2 weeks later, I was invited to perform at a poetry reading that streamed on the local arts channel. He watched. I know because he commented under a burner account. This piece hit too hard. It was a poem titled, Four Paragraphs and a Coward. The audience clapped for 2 minutes straight. Story 61. She left me while I was deployed overseas. We'd dated for 3 years. A month into my deployment, she sent an email saying she didn't want to put her life on hold and had fallen for someone else, her coworker. She ended the message with, I hope you understand. I didn't respond. I finished my deployment, came home, and quietly used the military housing allowance to buy a duplex. Rented out half, lived in the other. Years passed. One day she applied to rent my unit. She didn't recognize my name. I set up the tour myself. Her jaw dropped when I opened the door. I said, I don't put my life on hold either. Then closed it in her face. Story 62. He dumped me because I wasn't edgy enough. I liked books, warm lights, old music. He wanted spontaneous. He said I didn't shock him. A week later, he was dating a girl who had a face tattoo and sold NFTs of her feet. I grieved. Quietly. Then I started a tiny YouTube channel reviewing obscure books and sharing thoughts on slow living. Didn't expect much. Then something weird happened. It went viral. BookTok picked it up. Brands reached out. People started calling me the internet's cozy sister. A year later, he tried to DM me from a second account. Hey, I always liked your vibe. Want to collab on something creative? I replied, you're not edgy enough. Then muted him forever.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.